It's what happens when too many people go bananas. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 25 years ago, when the Berlin Wall opened, I spent a week there watching the celebrations. People standing on the wall, chipping off pieces of cement as souvenirs. And I met Brigitte, who had just come from East Germany and was close to tears.
I went to the wall and saw the people. It was crazy. Yes, it was wonderful for me.
A lot of us remember that part. But I discovered something else that week in 1989, an immigration debate, a fear of cheap labor.
Now they're already putting up in ads for East students who want to work here on the weekends. So they could come over here, work 2-3 hours, and you've got a month's rent. I have people come into my place, women saying, can I be a cleaning lady? I work very cheap.
This was a business owner I met near the old Reichstag building.
We call it almost a plague right now because, what do you call these little insects?
Locusts?
Locusts. A joke is going around. There's no banana left in West Berlin.
And as I walked the streets with my translator, we started seeing banana graffiti.
There's also this one joke. How do you use a banana for a compass?
A direction finder, you mean?
Yeah, you put it on the wall, on the Berlin Wall, and the side which is bitten is the east.
And the people flooding into West Berlin 25 years ago were the same race, spoke the same language, and shared the same culture. And still there was resentment, which may help explain why our immigration debate is so difficult. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.